When's the last time?
Let me know anytime.
Anytime.
It was for sure.
Were you with the Navy over?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw them. Okay, let's see. Okay. So the story is like this. So we finished all the 54 questions of the Pesachas Barakah Shailos Lechazara. Now we're going to do Shir Halacha. Now, it could be that if people who would like to take the Bechina on Monday or Tuesday, if you'd be ready, you could also have the opportunity to sign up for that. And basically, we'll have on Wednesday, we'll have the Chum, the Parsha Shir, from like 11 to 11:30, something like that. And then if you're in Kew Garden Hills on Thanksgiving, you're welcome to come to the Shir. That I give the yearly shear. It's going to be about Bris Mila Shenitcha and the halachic ramifications of Bris Mila Shenitcha. It's a very fascinating topic if you live in Kew Garden Hills. Even if you don't live in Kew Garden Hills, but you're around, you can come. Okay. Usually the Rav of the Shul speaks from 10 to 10:30, and I usually speak from 10:30 to like 12:10, and then we daven mincha. 45-page packet. Okay. Those are the two biggest packets I make, are the Thanksgiving Day packet and the Shavuos Night packet. Vitaliki, the reason he hasn't been here is because they're redoing the apartment in the west side, so they're living in Brooklyn now. So it's hard for him to come from Brooklyn. But as soon as the apartment will be redone, they'll move back to the west side, and hopefully he'll be coming back to attend this year. So just don't think that he just left Stamza. Okay, then things will first get Levinic. Okay, page 9. Tein shita sagra b'ini kriyas ha-megillah b'Shabbos. So, the gra shita is, we know, that the chamesh megillos, you read from a klaf with a bracha. Right? Like in Pesach, shir ha-shirim, rus, eicha, kohelas, all these things, you read from a klaf with a bracha. Most of us go to shuls where they will read it just from a chumash, not even a klaf, and certainly not a bracha. But the Gros says you have to have a klaf and a bracha, and you say a bracha, just like Megillas Esther. The only one we do it by is Megillas Esther. So, what? This is the Megillah of, Shir Shirin, Rus, Eicha, Kohelis. So they asked the Vilna Gaon, so according to you, it seems like a real chova, right? Just like it seems like Megillas Esther. So his Talmidim asked him, so how come we read the Megillas on Shabbos? Right? Right? If, like Chol HaMoed Pesach, we read Shir HaShirim. Chol HaMoed Pesach on Shabbos. We read if there's no Chol HaMoed, then you read it on the end. But no Shabbos Chol HaMoed, I mean. But if it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you read on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So we know he can't read the Megillas Esther on Shabbos. Right? So say when Yerushalayim, when Tezvav falls out on Shabbos, so, you have a poor Meshulash, right? So you don't read on Shabbos, right? When do you read it? Friday. You read, there was a Hezbollah falls out on Shabbos, so you read, even Yerushalayim will read on Yudalad, and they'll still say Al Anisim on Shabbos, and they'll have the Suda on what? On Sunday. That's poor Meshulash, because they're spreading it out for 3 days. But you don't read the Megillah. Yudalad doesn't fall out on Shabbos, so we don't have that, but you don't read the Megillah. So they the real go and ask the Talmidim asked the Vilna Gaon, so how come you read the Megillah on Shir Hashirim? And the question is dafka according to the Vilna Gaon sheet, where he treats it like the same type of chiyuv as Megillah Esther with a cloth and a bracha. See, for us, you can say it's just it's not a real kriya. It's just we don't read it from a cloth, so it's not a real kriya. It's just some type of zecher or something like that. It's not a real kriya. It's not from a cloth, but according to the Gaon, it's from a cloth with a bracha. So that was the kasha. So the answer that he gave was that true, it's a chova, but it's not the same as Megillas Esther, because Megillas Esther is what's called the chovas yochid, meaning even though it's good, the best is to come to shul and Rovam Hadras Melech, etc. But if you can't come to shul and you're stuck at home, you have to have someone read it for you at home. You have a chova to read. So therefore, when it's a chova sayachid, we're afraid that you're going to forget and you're going to come to carry it on Shabbos. But the other Megillahs of Shir Hashirim, Rus, Eicha, etc., even though according to the Gaon they're a chova, but the only chovas hatzibur, meaning it's a chova for the tzibur to have a cloth and to read it. And if you could, and if for some reason you couldn't get to shul, so no problem, because it's not a chovas hayochid. Megillah says it's a chovas hayochid that we try to do in shul with the tzibur, but the chova is a chovas hayochid. And if you can't get to shul, you have to make sure to have someone read it for you at home. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon says the gzeirah derabbah is only said by a chovas yachid, because a yachid can forget. But if it's on the tzibur, then the tzibur will remind each other, they won't forget, they won't make a mistake. And that's how it's explained. I think in the Maaser Rava he explains that's why Gezeirah d'Rabba starts off Hakol Chayovim B'mikra Megillah V'ein Hakol B'kimbo. Gezeirah Shem Yerven. Why do you have to start off with such a fancy title? Hakol Chayovim. What's the point of that? So that's what I think the Gaon said, is because to show you that it's a chova on the tzibur, but not everyone's the Kol Chayovim means by Esther means that it's a chova on the yachid. Every yachid, a Kol Chayovim, everyone has their individual chiyuv, and we're afraid you're gonna forget. Esther. Avada? Yeah?
Wait, so when we say, like, you miss a word, then you can read it to yourself unless you're holding, then you're not tired?
Because the halacha is that if you have most of it from the cloth, so if you miss a word here, a word there, so you read it from the chumash, that's reading it baal peh. But if you have me at baal peh, it's good. But if you can't read the whole thing, baal peh. I don't hear you.
The rest of you makes sense, but where did you get this idea that you go to the office and that you're
doing? Because we don't find it brought down in Shas that there's a chova. So it's brought down, what, in Masechta Sofrim or something like that. The concept of reading the Megillah. So I guess it's never brought down a Shas that you have a Chova for. Megillah says it's brought down a Shas that there's a Chova. Here's that brought a Chova. Abba the Sechus Sofrim says to do it. So I guess he came to the conclusion that it's a Chova, but a different type of Chova. How did he know for sure? Because it can't be that it's a chovas hayachid and it's not mentioned anywhere in Shas. It's hard to believe there's such a thing like that.
Why would that be different from chovas tzibur? Like, if the mice of tzibur is they don't do it, they're all in violation of Hanasib. But like, why is it any less chomer?
Yeah, because the chomer's hatzibur, if you didn't make it to shul, then you don't have to have someone come and lay in rus for you at home.
I have a lemaisa, like it'd be funny if in shas, everyone, the tzibur congregates, and they would violate a chomer's hatzibur if they didn't do it. It'd be funny if it wasn't in shas also.
True. In Megillah Esther, the only concept of reading the Megillah. Yeah, but Megillah times we don't have a chiv to read Megillah times, right? But yeah, that's the only one. And some say maybe that's the answer. How we were able to read for the Binyan, who says it, the Binyan Shlomo? How are you able to read what? Regular Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. Why don't you say that it's Shemi Yaviranu? So the same idea, it might be only the Chomos HaTzibur. Chomos HaTzibur, you don't say Shemi Yaviranu. Parshat Amalek. Meaning, Harav Jablani is asking what? What are you asking? You're asking what? Because how do you know that? How do you know that? You're making your own halachas up. He makes his own halachas. No. What you're saying is what you're saying. Perish, I'm doing a perish on Jablani. Is that since we learned in the Shalah that the Dal Parshios of Chovas Hayachim? Maybe we saw that Shalah. You remember that? We saw a Shalah. It could be that Para and Zohar are Daraisa, and the other ones are Darabana. So that means you got to make it to Shul. You got to make it to shul for the Dal Parshios. You know, there was a time in my life, it was a whole Maisa, I'll tell you a different time, but I couldn't walk. I broke my... So I stayed for a month. You know where I stayed? I stayed in Reuben on the ground floor. And this way, they took the wheelchair, they wheeled me to the Reuben shul. Rabbi Chanoch Teller, he did it when he was here, one of the Shabbosim. So he wheeled me from those little rooms there on the side there. He wheeled me right into Reuben Shul. I was able to hear. I think one of the Dal Parshas. I think I was at home. I wasn't able to hear because I wasn't in Reuben yet. But once I was in Reuben for like a month because I couldn't walk. And so I went there. This is called, it's called Sayachit. The other Kriyas HaTorah is maybe I missed Shkolim something like that. But okay, Shkolim is only so with the Rabbanim. So now we say Pshat in the Harav Jablani's question. If Zohar and Para are Chovas HaYachid, and he says Shkolim and HaChodesh also Chovas HaYachid be the Rabbanim, so then how can you do it on Shabbos? So it must be that if you hold like maybe the Shalah had a different teretz to the Kasha. In other words, you're right, in Echanami. If you say like the Shalah and you say like the Gra, they can't coexist together. So you have to say that the Gra is Pshat, and then you have to say that maybe in Echanami it's only Chovas HaTzibur. Or you'll say that like the in other words, you're right, these two things cannot coexist together. You can't say that Dal Parshas is a Chovas HaYochid and still give the teretz of the Gra. Because the teretz of the Gra is that whenever it's a Chovas HaYochid, there is a Rabba. So you're right. The blonde is right. So then you have to say a different teretz. You say that
you know, you can make it so long as it's following the drawing. You can hope that, if you're following the drawing, you would never, you know, especially if you go to another, call the clock. You know, you have to be needed, then you don't have to say the whole different way. But you're right, in other words, if you can't keep all this together, the concept of the Shalah, the Tao Parsha Kol HaTiyokin, and then what the Gros said, that the Kol HaTiyokin has there in Rav and above us, Sivri Yom. To get someone to come, because
they only don't have a fear of breaking into action or going somewhere, but they still have a fear of having something
done. Or try to get it arranged for someone to come. If they can't get it arranged, then they can't read, so they're potter. It's anonymous. But they still have. You have to go and make an effort to do this. How much of an effort? So the Chayyam says, I think one day's walk. So say you don't have a chauffeur. So how, but the neighboring town has a chauffeur. So you have to go to, you know, you don't have to do 10 days walk. There are limits of how far you have to do to be able to do this. So if you can get somebody, you know, especially today, when everyone, you know, you can get to half the world in a day.
You know, so.
Chauffeur. Okay. Number two. Mahadin shall bitul kriyas hatorah b'shabbos ovra. Right, so the halacha is that if the shul missed kriyas hatorah last week, so this week they have to read two parshas. So Rav Shechter likes to quote from the Shari Ephraim, as Rav Ephraim Zalbin Mongolia, that was Machadish the following, that the only time you have to read the Torah two parshas if you miss the other one is if everyone is in shul the previous week, and then they couldn't get to say the Torah. Maybe there was a lock on the Aron Kodesh, and no one had the key. But everyone was there. So that, the fact that there was a congregation of a tzibur there, that creates the chiyuv. But if there was a snowstorm, like Rosh Hashanah said, from the Shari, if there was a snowstorm, and that was, if you didn't have 10 people that made it in the shul, then you wouldn't have to do Hashul, the next Shabbos, and if you got out of hope. So based on that, the Shari Ephraim was holding that it's a chovas hatzibur. So therefore, the chiyuv of tashlum is only when there was a chiyuv. If there was no chiyuv, there's no tashlum. What? What? Probably. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't know if everyone necessarily follows the Shari Ephraim. But that's the taicha that makes the Ephraim.
Dafka, maimed. Will her be the same thing by
maimed? Well, maimed is usually not tashlum.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, maimed. If what?
If
you hold like the Shari Ephraim.
So then, according to Shari Ephraim, does he not go on everyone missed the reading? Meaning, today's shul give people from this shul and from that shul, someone comes in from here, they heard the reading, then the next up the shul, they're like, okay, we don't have to read from our shields.
You mean if you don't have 10 people or 7 people that were.
Yeah.
part of that original group.
Maybe let's say even Binyanim here is why you write so last Shabbos we all of the places.
Probably he's talking about when you have a minyan kavua that people come to that shul every Shabbos.
And if there are outlets, will that come that did you for
that? Yeah, so that wouldn't count. That wouldn't. Because you need a minyan of people, or at least maybe seven people that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. They were part of that original group who were there that had the chiyuv. Maybe.
And the other question is, if in snowfall case, would you be allowed to make up a shlomit? Since you don't have to, are you allowed to?
Well, the question is, if you're going to call people up for aliyahs.
No, you bring it up. Doesn't mean you
don't get your double.
Right. You're just saying maybe there's no chiyuv, but if you want to do it, maybe you can still do it.
Meaning in the case of, according to Shara Rai, in the case where Torah is acceptable, Aram is blocked, you call 14 aliyos.
What?
You call 14 aliyos.
Who is the aliyos?
No, you can do the same seven.
Seven, right.
Pick it up. So right. I'm saying if you wanted to do it, optional, you're allowed to do that in the case of like a snowstorm where everyone wants to.
And here, what do you have?
What?
What do you have in your case?
No, I'm saying, you said in the case of the inaccessible, you have to, that you'd be allowed to touch something. So in the snowstorm case, you said you don't have to touch something. But would you be allowed to?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well?
If you want to lay the whole Torah, meaning there's not like a lip. We say, obviously, we'll read the parts of the week, but you didn't. Going to read that part, you say you can read a different part. I mean, it's not like it's kavua that's the only thing you can read.
Right. Hey. Question.
Well, no, so you can't read more than two.
Right, you can't read more than two.
So if you miss, like,
Bobby.
A harbor kavua tie and the next week is very cool.
Right.
Then you toast.
Oh, you have Linda Lashlita. Okay, number three.
He's a true ever tell me, chicken. I heard that was always when he would come from New York to Boston.
He would come from Boston to New York. And he wouldn't have heard laning that day. So, as Jack said, he would ask after Shear, who didn't hear laning? And there would always be people who didn't hear laning.
That would be called the Pilatus Yachayel?
Yeah, that's the Brisker Chubra. The Brisker Chubra, right? The treated like a Chubra, say Yachayel.
I guess so. They held it.
They were patient. I don't know. I have to go ask a brisker. Okay. So I was saying, okay, we did the first three here. So Be'ez Hashem Sunday will continue. And then again, if anyone would want to take it Tuesday, if you're ready by then, it could be helpful. If you're not, you're not. You know.
And
look, you call on Barbara, I raise the Meshuvah. You know, you have to know call it Tarakula.